I'm Anastasia.
And I'm Agata. And we want to invite you on a journey to Dunktown.
Dunktown is a podcast that follows the drama, the intrigue, the passion, the sweat, the butts.
Oh, yeah.
Behind basketball.
We're going to be following the whole NBA season and more.
But we don't know a whole lot. So we're going to be learning about basketball along the way. And we want to invite you to learn with us.
Yeah, and it's not even just going to be just about basketball. We're going to be talking about what's going on and off the court.
Shoe color.
Memes. Press conferences.
Tempered tantrums. Yeah. Fights.
So subscribe to Dunktown wherever you get your podcasts.
Visit our website, dunk.town.
Thanks for coming on our journey. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Ellen Safi did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. It's the podcast that's taking it to the hoop.
Swish.
Swash.
Clip, clap.
I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my two co-captains, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
Ahoy.
How you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
It's Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys. Love the weekend.
It is such a welcome respite from the busy week.
Yeah. If I could just live in the weekend, it would be the best.
If every day was the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine? What a life.
What a life.
Not for us, though, because we're not rich.
You got to work. Right. You got to earn those weekends, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, someday.
Someday.
I'm depressed now.
Oh, July. Sorry you have to work.
Oh. Hey, you know, we got it pretty good, too.
That's true.
That's true.
We got some good friends.
Yeah.
We do.
We get to hang out once a week and do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Once a week without fail, we've never missed an episode.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
We commit to this above everything else.
And we don't have anything, you know, any scheduling conflicts that would ever make it difficult to keep to that schedule.
And no one ever leaves town.
No one ever leaves this building.
Yeah, the house that we all share together.
And hey, we don't just have each other as friends.
What? We don't?
How's that segue?
Yeah, we have Ross, we have Rachel.
Marcel the monkey.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have two great group of guys in here with us.
Great group of guys.
First is, I mean, they're both repeat guests. One of them, I think, has got to be in the like 9-timers club by now. The other one is back for a double deuce.
Doo-doos?
Yeah, that sounds like doo-doo.
What do you call a repeat, I guess? Is
double dip.
I was like, what's a three-peat but only for two? please welcome Anastasia and Alan.
Hi, you guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Thank you for traveling so far to be here, Anastasia.
I traveled the farthest.
Yeah. Yeah,
I came from Highland Park.
Oh, man. Traffic can be pretty bad sometimes.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. And Alan, you know, no big deal.
I just want to say that not a day goes by that I walk in the streets of Ireland and somebody comes up to me and goes, just ask me about my episode of Trends.
Really?
Do,
you know?
Yeah. Do they do that?
I was heard trends, we're big over there. Trends.
It was weird because I was just in Ireland and me being the host.
No one came up.
Nobody recognized me.
That is weird.
That I noticed.
You know what? It probably was that they were too scared to come up to you.
And you were wearing that fake mustache.
That's true also.
Yeah, you insisted on wearing a disguise for your whole trip.
My life is like the Ballad of John and Yoko. You know, I'm just going from place to place and all the fans are hounding me, and so I gotta slip on a mustache. And anyway,
recent reference.
Enough about me. We were joking before, but Alan is here from Ireland,
all the way,
country of
He came just to do trends, right?
Wow.
Came all the way. We do not just have like podcasts in Ireland.
Oh, okay.
Just radio, no TV.
You don't have people who make them or the ability to listen to them?
No, neither.
And there's no comedians in Ireland,
no
too,
comedians,
right?
No. Oh. There's 43 stand-ups.
Laughing's illegal, right?
No comedians. Yeah, laughing is illegal.
So you fly over here just to get your laughs in.
Yeah, I need an injection of laughter at least once a year.
Nice. You do come here a lot. That's
I
true.
Do come here. Yeah. I was there in February.
What do you love?
Last October.
Yeah, what do you love
most about our beautiful city?
It's the city of stars, baby. Sun, sea, and sand.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. True.
Any faves in the star
between
department?
Sun, sea, and sand?
No, I mean favorite stars.
I like this guy Sebastian, he runs a local jazz club.
Ooh.
You love jazz too, right?
Yeah, he's bringing back that real jazz.
Jazz in the morning?
Jazz in the morning, yeah.
Blaze Lantana, when jazz comes alive at 7:05.
Anastasia is regaling us with her classic Blaze Lantana impression.
I think only a few people are going to get that reference. She was a radio DJ, maybe still is, in Phoenix, who had a radio show at 7:05. P.M.
Oh,
not
okay.
A.M.
Because I was thinking 7 a.m. It's a little early for jazz.
Your drive time jazz.
Yeah, you want to make sure you're fully awake by the time you start listening to jazz. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's going to get all fucked up.
No, I love jazz in the morning.
I love when I get in a rideshare car. I don't want to name any company.
You're not plugged. You're in negotiations with Bolt.
Yeah. We are sponsored by both, so we can't endorse one or the other.
And I got a big old jazz head as a driver, blasting that jazz. I always enjoy that.
One time I had a jazz head as a driver, and I got in and he goes, "Is the music okay? Do you want me to change it?" And I was like, "No, it's great." But you know, I'm just being polite. I don't care. Just listen to whatever music you want.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Oh, you like it? It's my band." I'm like, you set this whole scenario up. You
and
do it the same.
And I'm driving you to our show right now.
Yeah, one time I had a jazz head driving me around, and he was like, he wouldn't shut up about the Packers. And then I should have looked up because he was wearing a cheese hat. He was a cheese head.
Oh. He wasn't a jazz head at all.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Kurtz?
He had curds instead of candy.
He did
in
have
the back.
Curds instead of candy.
Sounds like my kind of car.
Oh my God, I would love that.
That's a dream.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alan, in Ireland, what kind of trends they got over there? Are they the same trends that we have, or are they different trends?
We kind of get a weird mixture of trends. We'll get like 5 from here, 2 from England, and 3 from Ireland.
Oh, cool.
Mm.
The 3 from Ireland will be sheep lost. Please help.
Sheep lost?
Yeah.
That's rough.
Have you seen this sheep in a picture?
Oh.
The only thing I know about Ireland is this show that we've been watching called Take Me Out. And I assume that's what Irish life is like.
A Saturday night in Ireland?
Yeah.
They've got it.
One man, 25 women.
Ray Foley.
Yeah.
I think it's 30 women, right? Flirty, 30.
30 for 30.
The 30, flirty, 30.
Yeah. This is a great show.
We love it.
This show? The one we're doing?
This one we're doing right now is really good. But also, Take Me Out. You can find them on YouTube. I recommend them. It's a great dating show that they did try to bring here with...
Yeah, we watched an episode of the American version.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Who did they have? Holston?
They had...
Who was it? George Lopez?
George Lopez. That's
what?
No.
It's hosted by George Lopez, and it didn't last.
Was it recent?
It looked pretty recent.
Maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm. Yeah, the English version was really popular.
Mm. Was it?
Yeah, and now it's not popular, but now it's huge in Ireland. It's kind of how it works.
Is it still huge in Ireland to this day?
No, it's kind of slowed down a bit now.
Oh, that's too bad.
They've it's huge run out in this of house. We watch it every week. And we learn all about Irish culture.
It's the best way to learn about Irish culture.
Yeah. They're always like, you live in this city, and you live, and I live in this city. There's no way it's going to work out.
One proper lad and 30 women.
Yeah. She goes, he's from Galway, and I'm from Kilkenny. I can't possibly date him.
Check the train.
Was that offensive?
Deeply offensive. Be more like, oh, what would me bleeding myself if I went out with you?
There we go.
So this actually brings up a really good point, and we've talked about this before, but why that's your country's so small land wise. Why do people not go to other towns? It seems like to ask someone to go from one town to another is asking a lot.
Well, there's a few different reasons, I suppose, on this NPR transport podcast. I suppose over here you're used to driving, like if you're going from East LA to downtown or whatever, it'll take 40 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
People just aren't used to driving those distances.
Mm.
Plus, if you're going to Sacramento, you get on the freeway and you have a straight road all the way and you just pull off into Sacramento.
Mm.
In Ireland, if you're going from Galway to Dublin, great, you have one straight road. But if you have any other city, north or south,
it's just wiggly roads.
You have to go half the way across and you come down a third of the way and then you turn left and you have to go around three roundabouts and you have to take the fourth exit and then...
They need more roads, it sounds like, straight ones.
And then there's only about three train routes or routes.
They just want you to do little loop-de-loos and
loop-de-loos,
stuff.
Loop-de-loos, yeah.
Wow. I love curvy roads. I gotta.
You love your curvy road.
Yeah. Get those straight roads out of here. Give me the curvy roads.
Real roads have curves, right?
Exactly.
That is your Instagram campaign.
And you, Anastasia?
I love my curvy wife. She's a road.
Oh, man. Is that why you're always... dirty when you come in?
Yeah.
You've been rubbing up against your road.
Should clean up before I come over here.
Yeah, do what you want to do. Just make sure you take care of it before you get here.
Note taken.
Yeah.
And Anastasia, you trans? Yes? No? American
where
trans?
Where I come from?
Where you come from?
Where I come from, I don't know. I don't really follow the trends. I have to say, yeah. I'm just not paying attention, I guess. I do look at some social media, but not that much.
Well, isn't there, there's a specific kind of trend I feel like you're keeping an extra eye on.
Ooh.
These days. Do you
I
know
am,
what I'm
that's
talking
true.
About?
Basketball. What?
Basketball.
I was like, what right? are you leading into?
I am keeping track of basketball. Gabe is... is assisting
I'm attempting
my
to
dunk
alley-oop
right now.
Oh, nice term.
Essentially, Gabe is wanting me to promote my new podcast with Agata.
Oh, yeah.
Called Dunktown.
We've got a new podcast.
Agata and I have a podcast.
We're talking about basketball, baby.
We're just dunking it around, splishing and splashing.
Taking it to Layup Village.
Layup Village.
Yeah.
3-point
from Downton Abbey.
I was gonna say 3-point township.
Oh yeah.
So this is a new podcast that Anastasia and I are doing where we're gonna be following the NBA season. And we're gonna be watching games, we're gonna be recapping, we're gonna be talking about what's going on and off the court. In the club, on the sidewalk, wherever the drama's happening, we'll be there.
In the club?
Yeah. Like when
we want to watch basketball in the club.
When Cavaliers player Tristan Thompson was caught making out with multiple women in the club.
Wow. Aye, aye, aye.
Mm.
Boyfriend of Khloe Kardashian.
Mm.
And baby daddy.
And we're going to learn a lot about basketball because we have a lot to learn.
That's true.
And we're going to... grow and love and
hopefully you learn a lot about each other along the way.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of shows out there that talk about basketball points and
ugh.
Scores and
yuck.
Stats.
There we go. That's the word I was looking for. This is not that show.
No.
If you come here for the jokes, you come here for the love and the real friendship.
The passion, the drama, the hand holding, the butts.
The memes.
The beefs.
The beefs.
The beefs.
Love a good beef.
So many beefs.
Is it beeves?
Yes. The beeves.
Gabe is our awesome producer.
Yeah.
He's not really on mic that much on that show, but he's there. If you're looking for more
you
gay.
You can feel him in the editing.
The presence.
You can, in the sound drops. Yeah. That's all Gabe.
Yeah. Yeah, join us. Subscribe to Dunktown or check out our website, dunk.town.
Yeah, we got dunk.town.
Isn't that such a good get?
That's great.
So
great
good. Name. So good.
Cool. You guys have been on the show before and have met Robo Laura Hall, of course.
Yeah,
of course. But,
love her. We keep in touch too.
Do you?
In between episodes.
How do you, what do you, email, fax?
Text, mostly.
Oh, mostly text.
Yeah.
Okay.
Text.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys text about?
What don't, I mean, we both, yeah,
well,
that's
that
true.
Makes sense.
We both are super horny.
Yeah, that's tracks.
All the time.
So we just talk about butts all the time. Mm-hmm. We both are watching This Is Us right now. we haven't caught up.
I cry so much.
Yeah. Oh, God. We love to cry together. Mm. It's great.
It's a sad show.
Yeah.
Alan, you're seeing her for the first time in a year or so.
It's been so long.
Does she look just as sexy as she did before?
Oh, boy.
I've made some fixes to her.
Sometimes I just wake up in the middle of the night and reach out. But
hello, Alan.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm horny.
Horny?
Oh, yeah.
On a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it doesn't stop her.
No.
Doesn't stop her. She doesn't keep it to business hours.
I'm all jazzed up.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's perfect, because yeah, that's what Alan's looking for.
Jazz it all night, baby.
Ask Gotta is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask Gotta may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta. Board certified addiction medicine.
Ask Gotta is the part of the show where the readers come to me, Gotta, with their problems. You look like, are you about to say something?
Do I have a problem? I feel like you were saying you have a problem.
Actually,
well, I'm sure you have at
she
least
was
one
pointing
problem.
Right at you when she said that.
Yeah.
This is an intervention.
God, I have so many problems.
Yeah, we can get to that later. But yeah, and this can range anywhere from, you know, what fruit should I buy at the supermarket to do these shoes look weird on my feet? Anything you want help with, go to twb.cool/ask and submit it there, or you can call 432-AGOTTAHIGH or text that number and we'll respond to you on a future episode. What do you have for me today?
This question is from Craven Kissen. Dear Agata, I want to date people. I'm in my 30s, live in Seattle, and I'm a bisexual woman. I've been in a long-term relationship for ages, so I've never used dating apps. What dating app do I use? I'm overwhelmed with a cornucopia of choices.
Live in Seattle.
This actually sounds like me, but I'm not live in Seattle.
Yeah, could be though. Mm-hmm. So this person wants to know what dating apps should they be on. I'm gonna say, definitely not Tinder, because there's no substance in it.
No.
It's all just...
Is it all bots now?
Well, there's a lot of bots. That's true. But the big issue, I think, is like, it's only... The only thing you're judging someone on is their photo, which to me is not enough information to know if you like somebody or not.
Plus, I'm not on Tinder. Just full disclosure, never done a dating app ever. But
you're showing us Tinder right now on your phone, though. Projected.
Ew. But I feel like... It seems like a lot of people are just on there to fuck.
That's
just like want to hook up.
That's true. But it,
so if you're looking for more, it's probably not a good
This person is saying they want to date people. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying that's not good for that. Mm-mm.
Unless you want to date a bot.
Yeah, if you want to date a bot, well, first of all, you better come talk to Robo Laura Hall, because she's always looking.
Yeah, that's true. She's very thirsty.
Why are there bots on Tinder?
They trap you.
Bots gotta fuck too.
True, of course. They should have their own app.
They trap you by
Ain't
saying
that true?
like,
ain't that true?
Come, like, hey, come follow me to my cam room.
Oh, okay,
and then
yeah.
give you a link.
Oh, I know about all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're supposed to like watch a bot strip?
Yeah.
Wait, I think also, maybe I'm wrong, but I've heard of bots who are like, you get into a relationship with them and then they're like, I want to come see you, buy me a ticket or whatever, mm-hmm, like send mm-hmm. me money for a ticket, and then they okay. just take your money.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they go and go back to their ex.
Yeah. They're like, psych, I don't date humans.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Bots. Some of the worst dating experiences you can have. Yeah. I know someone who married a bot.
Oh my god.
Didn't even know it was a bot until they'd been married for 10 years.
Whoa.
Oh my god. Wow. How did they figure it out?
Some wires came loose.
Got their wiener yeah. stuck in some gears.
Oh no.
Anyway, back to the question. I would say, why don't you try Hinge?
Hinge is a good one?
Sure. I don't use it, but it's... I can't recommend the ones I have used because they're all horrible. So let's pick another one. So Hinge is like, it tells you... It picks people that are like friends of people that you're friends with.
Oh, okay.
So it'll say like, here's this guy. He's also friends with Gabe. And then I can...
Oh, no, you don't want to... Never.
Gabe runs in a real tough crowd.
Yeah, that's you true. Don't want to date anyone I've been friends
okay,
with.
Okay, okay. Here's this guy. He's also friends with July. And okay. then I can text July. I can text July a screenshot and say, "Hey, is this guy a psychopath?" And you
I'll be like, friend. "Oh yeah, I've driven around over him before because he's a road." I hang out with a bunch of roads.
Is he curvy?
What's
is
that?
He curvy or not?
He's pretty straight.
Well, I'm not interested then.
You know, can I propose like an alternative to apps?
Sure.
Is that I don't want to infringe on your segment.
No,
but
go for it.
Ride the bus.
Okay.
Is this where you have found the most love luck on the bus?
I have had two nice gentlemen, nice attractive gentlemen.
Wow.
I don't want to call them gentlemen.
With
but
top hats?
Two nice men who...
Hello, miss.
...who I've met on the bus. It didn't work out with either of them, but for
two
other
men?
Reason. Yeah.
Same bus?
Who was the other man?
Different buses.
Oh, wow.
I know about one of these bus men.
So the second bus man... uh-huh. I was calling them bus boys, but that feels
second
very...
Second bus man.
The second bus man... It was someone I saw on the bus regularly. Mm-hmm. Like, we both went to work on the same bus.
Hello, miss.
And he just...
Fancy seeing you here again.
He doffed his cap to me, and then I curtsied to him. And our courtship began. No, the first time we talked, it was just like, oh, ew, it's... busy in here. Ugh. You know, like, oh, this bus is packed. And then
it sure is
you guys
busy in
kissing?
Here.
No. That was it. It's
no, well, no.
Let's get busy in here is what he said.
Oh, wow.
No, but he just was like, I was like, we made eye contact and then he was like, oh, it's really packed. And I was like, yeah, blah. But then that was it. And then the second time I saw him, he was like super awkward, but it was charming in a charming way. And then we talked more. He was like, oh, where do you work? And we sort of like talked about why we're taking the same bus all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, do you want to hang out sometime? And I was like, he was like, can I get your number? And I said, no.
What?
I didn't give him my number. But
then you have to see him all the time.
Well, then I quit my job.
Oh, okay.
Because of that.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. I just was changing jobs. But but
was that here in LA?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But I just kind of felt like because it had just happened and I was kind of seeing another bus man.
Oh yeah.
Wait, this happened after that?
Yeah, after the first bus man.
Yeah, you didn't want to transfer.
How sexy do you look on these buses? Because it seems like men just can't. stop.
Gabe did do a good joke. But I guess I look fairly sexy.
Are you like are you like eating a lollipop really slowly?
No.
Hello, miss. Nice lollipop.
I'm sucking on a cucumber. That's my bus treat.
You're sucking it?
Yeah. No.
Actually, does that do anything?
With the first bus man, I was extremely attractive. I had just worked all day long, was in my gross work clothes. I had gotten my lip wax, so my face was bright red.
Ooh, yeah.
And I was
You're describing the perfect woman.
I had a box of Cheez-Its in my purse that I was shoving into my mouth looking at my phone.
Wow.
And he was like, ooh la la. I want a piece of that.
Can't blame him.
And we dated for a little while, but then it didn't work out.
Was he curvy?
No, he's pretty straight.
Okay. They do say that the third bus man's a charm, so next one could be the one.
Yeah. I don't ride the bus as much anymore, though.
Take your cucumber around. You'll find someone. You should go back to that bus and find that same guy and say, let's try this out now. Bus man number one didn't work out.
His name's Donnie.
Donnie. You have any advice for this person, Alan? Any dating apps or?
I'm like the 14th least sociable person in the world. So
okay, so you don't.
Who's number one?
You're hanging out with us.
Yeah, 16, 17, 18, and
19. Whoa!
He ain't wrong, but
shots
I don't
fired.
Know who's
he ain't
15.
Wrong.
What happened to 15? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of lost track. Louis is 15.
Louis.
No, Louis is like really
Louis
friendly.
Louis is pretty social. Yeah.
He's such a cutie.
Okay, so no, you don't have.
I have zero.
The last person you dated? How did you meet?
At work. I only can meet people at work, or at work.
That's it.
Or in your bedroom.
You know that's
or
that's
in my bedroom.
Strongly discouraged.
I do not go out after 6 o'clock.
You're a reverse vampire.
I'm scared of the dark.
Oh no.
What's Bumble then? Bumble's the girl.
Yeah, the woman has to reach out in the heteronormative
sense.
Relationship.
Yeah, what if you're both women? Like, what if you're attracted to women?
I think then either person can. So it's the same as all the other ones. But do you guys have the same dating apps in Ireland? Or do you have
We have the same ones, yeah. Tinder, Grindr.
There's not an Irish specific.
I'm sure.
Turdy for turdy.
About 40 lads have tried to sort out their own one and failed miserably. No one's going to go out with a ganger from Belmullet on the dating app in Ireland. Plus, as we've established, people won't travel more than 10 minutes to get anywhere.
10 minutes.
Yeah. So you already know everyone.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow. It can take me 10 minutes to get down my street sometimes. That's crazy.
Oh, but it's because you got like Spider-Man and Bad Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's true.
Six, you know, Johnny Depps there.
Yeah. There's a Mickey Mouse too that always creeps me out.
Ugh.
He's like a very dirty Mickey Mouse.
Oh, it's me, Mickey. I just fucked my dirt road of a wife.
Wait,
Mickey, don't call Mickey, Minnie that.
You're Mickey, ooh, you're a road fucker too?
Yeah, I can't get enough of it. Woo-hoo.
Do you know my friend July?
No.
So it seems like you guys would get along.
Okay.
Similar interests.
I only get numbers from people on the bus. Okay, bye.
Bye, Mickey.
Love you.
I say she should look up Starbucks Anonymous, that app.
There's an app called Starbucks Anonymous?
Yeah, it's only for Seattle natives.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. She is live in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I actually, my actual advice is, this is advice that people are giving me. And I think there's something to it that you should just try new things because you meet new people when you try new things.
That's so true.
Mm-hmm.
So take a class or, you know.
I have been telling you this. Yeah.
You, July, he every morning will text me and say, try new things. Mm-hmm. And then, you know. Hasn't worked so far, but someday.
I feel like you do try a lot of new things, though.
I do.
Yeah.
I try to. and I do feel like I'm meeting new people all the time, which is great. So
But the only ones you want to date are on the bus.
Ugh. I'm so horny for busmen.
That's kind of your type, huh?
Busman?
Man, yeah. Who takes public transit.
If you're holding one of those little loops that come down.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're sort of swaying back and forth on a really bumpy rapid.
You might be a busman. That butt.
Bouncy bicep.
Oh, yeah, yay. Oh.
You might be a busman.
You might be a busman. If you have a top hat and you say, hey, Missy, to everyone on the bus, you might be a busman.
Oh, man.
This is like a really good, like, I think you have something here. You should
Josh
be Buff- doing
Josh
your stand-up.
Busworthy.
Okay, I like that.
July has a new character.
If you walk over the yellow line and you don't give a shit, you might be a busman.
This is great. If you have a problem that we can expertly solve, then come to me. I'm here. I'm here to listen.
She's here. She won't leave.
Call or text me at 432 Agata High. Not my personal line, so don't be sending personal shit. Or go to twb.cool/ask and submit your question there.
432 All right, now it's time for July's funny pages.
July's funny pages.
Okay, so Alan, Anastasia, I'm sure I've asked you two this already, but what's your current relationship with the Sunday funnies, the comic strips?
I never read them anymore.
Never read them.
I used to be obsessed with comics.
Mm-hmm.
Have not read a comic in a long time.
Okay.
I think we established last time that my favorite was The Beanhole.
Oh, yeah, The Beanhole.
Beanhole.
I remember
and
that.
Desperate and Desperate Dan. Dan. Mm-hmm. Two classics of
right.
British comic history.
I did buy... This is not interesting, but I bought a book recently of a really old comic strip that was like popular in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, I think, called Crazy Cat. And I kind of got obsessed with it, actually. So I lied. I have read comic strips recently, but it was this old one called Crazy
Cat.
So
what is the characteristics of Crazy Cat? Is Crazy Cat getting into?
So Crazy Cat, he is a cat. And he lives in this fictional desert based on Arizona called Coconino. And he is in love with a mouse named Ignatz. And the mouse is a little dick. And he will play tricks on Crazy Cat and throw bricks at his head.
Oh, my gosh.
And Crazy Cat thinks when a brick hits him that it's love. Like it's...
Oh, no. That's it sounds abusive. Like an abusive relationship.
Yeah, it is. And there's this police officer who's constantly trying to catch Ignatz because he's such a troublemaker. And the police officer is like, Crazy Cat, come on, man. You got to stop loving this abusive mouse. And he doesn't. He just continues to love the mouse.
Sounds hilarious.
Yeah, it sounds funny.
Riot.
All right, so you two get to choose. I don't know how you're going to settle this, but you got to choose between three different comics. Freshly Squeezed, Red and Rover, or Snow Says.
I've never heard of these.
No, Red and Rover.
Gabe.
Jinx.
Twinsies. Can you tell us just like one thing about each?
Sure.
It's like humans, animals, or
Freshly
something like
Squeezed
that.
Seems like it's a family comic. Red and Rover seems like it follows the adventures of a little child. And Snow Says it's about a little cat. Little white cat.
That is about Jon Snow and what he likes to say.
These thrones shall have games played upon them.
Oh my God.
His famous
so
catchphrase.
Oh, yeah.
I like a little cat.
A little kitty catty.
I knew you were going to pick a little cat.
Yeah,
little cat.
It was destined from
That's
the start.
So on brand for you.
God, I Great. Love little cats.
Snow Says by T. Shepherd. There are three panels. As always, I'll read the first two, and then we'll go around, and you guys will guess what the final panel is. So first panel, we see this white little cat with another tiny little black cat, and looks like they're in the woods or the park. There's a little toy, like horsey, that's like a spring horse, the type of, you know, you get on and you ride it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So the white cat goes, Dad, no, this is black cat talking, sorry. Daddy, why is that horse not moving? Okay, so it looks like the black cat is the son to the big white cat. Mm. Second panel, the big white cat says, sometimes animals pretend to play dead. And the black cat says, why? Okay, so we'll go around and we'll guess what the final panel was.
Well, I think in the third panel, I mean, I don't know that much about this, but I'm going to guess the dad's going to say, sometimes you got to play dead, otherwise your spouse won't stop trying to get you to do chores all the time.
Wow.
Ooh,
a tough one.
That is tough.
Yeah. Great guess.
You were right. Oh, my God. Game over.
Alan, do you have a guess?
Do I have a guess as to what could possibly have happened in the third panel?
Mm-hmm.
Third panel of this
third
comic book strip.
Book.
I do not yet. Please come back to
me. All right, okay. Anastasia or Agata?
I think the big white cat says to his son, because death is a beautiful abyss that we both should sink into.
Oh my God.
And that's then they murder suicide.
Oh my God.
That was very close to my guess.
Oh no. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For death.
I was going to say.
Oh, high five death.
I was going to say the dad was going to say, like, sometimes animals play, what is it? Sometimes animals pretend to play dead. And then the next one was going to be him saying, but we all really die someday. And why not today?
Oh my God.
All Alan, right. You got one?
It ends in murder suicide, right?
Well, I can't say yet. Alan hasn't guessed.
Definitely murder involved anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think the daddy cat is saying to the baby cat, people spend tens of thousands on their damn horses, but they only throw us an old ball of wool to play with. I promised your mother years ago that I would do whatever I could to eradicate the horse population of this old city we live in, Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Oh my gosh.
So I have killed this horse to prove a point and to show you, my child, whom I love so very much, that the future isn't necessarily dark.
This is filling the little square.
Yes. Yeah. There is no picture, just text.
Just text,
yeah. And I think I'm right.
Wow, very dark guesses all around, including you, Gabe.
Yeah.
But they're all wrong.
Wait. Oh. Even me?
Yeah, even you, Akana.
Wait, no, but...
Even you, Anastasia. Even you, Alan. Even you, couldn't Gabe.
Be. Wait, even Alan?
Couldn't. Yes.
Wait, wow. Can you double check?
Well, but I haven't checked.
So how do you know
it's wrong?
I'm pretty
sure.
How do you know it's wrong?
Right? Yeah. We're all finding out together. Okay, so... Looks like there's a couple kids run into the frame, and the kids are saying, me first, no, me first. And then the big white cat goes, survival.
I was closest.
I think I was closest.
Because he doesn't want the kids playing on him?
I guess I should say the kids are like pretty fat.
Oh, so this comic is fat shaming.
I guess I didn't think it. Yeah, I guess so.
Can I see the fat kids?
Yeah, they're
they look kind of crazed.
Oh my, they do look insane. Whoa. Horrible comic.
That's from Fat Shaming Monthly.
Yeah. All right, that's so now we read the comments on the comic.
Oh, I love this part of the show.
Happy, 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 wow. A GC Insider says, that is the first time that I can remember seeing a human here. Poor pony. Jesse Good Dog says, Quick, grab the horse and run for your lives.
Good dog.
Miscreant says, now I understand the look on the horse's face.
Oh, yeah.
So the horse is... Okay.
Is the horse anguished? Is this?
We're... I think one huge problem with this comic is that they're assuming...
Earwood says, love this.
They're assuming that the horse can feel.
Right.
It's a metal horse on springs.
Right. Yeah.
That's the joke, I think, right?
I'm not sure.
They think it's a real horse.
Mm. So we're saying cats are dumb and fat people are horrible kill horses.
I think we all agree on that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should end on that. Yeah.
No.
That's the end of the comic segment.
That's the end of the funny comic section thing. Oh, God.
Japan has made instant ramen that tastes like Pringles.
Yum.
Nice.
Wow. Mm. Japan, always ahead of the game when it comes to snack foods, right?
Mm, true. Mm.
They've taken, like cup noodles?
That's right.
One vote for cup noodles.
They've taken cup noodles.
Honk.
And cup noodles.
Honk.
Cum noodles?
So they've
Pong.
Taken... So they've taken a styrofoam cum of noodles and
gross.
And they've made it Pringled flavored. Pringles flavored.
What flavor of Pringles? There's a bunch of different ones.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Let's see. It says here, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Pringles and the 30th anniversary of Super Cup, the two are combining their brands Voltron style to release two new flavors of Super Cup ramen noodles, sour cream and onion and jalapeno and onion.
Ooh.
And two new flavors of Pringles chips, chicken bone soy sauce.
Oh, they're making ramen.
Crossover.
They're squid fried noodles.
Oh my God, that sounds so good.
I wish you guys then had them here for us to
and
try.
Here
I
do too.
Yeah, they look,
Alan would not eat that.
If there were Pringles flavored, sure I would.
Mm, you would?
You really? Love a chip.
Yeah, I went to China for 2 weeks and I ate nothing but ready salted Pringles.
Mm. You like the plain ones?
Yeah. Mm. And I just shit for half a week.
What's everyone's favorite flavor of Pringles?
Oh. It's for me, it's gotta be pho.
Mm.
Oh yeah, those are good. The pho ones?
The pho Pringles.
Is that a real flavor?
Yes, it is.
I don't think I've had Pringles, I don't know, for a very long time.
Really?
Yeah. But I think it's because I like them so much.
They're
that
really,
I,
really good.
They're addictive, yeah.
Like, I'll eat a whole tube.
Yeah, same. I like the sour cream and onion ones.
Sour cream and onion's
like the,
great.
I like the pizza ones.
Pizza's great.
My favorite are salt. But wait. And vinegar.
Oh!
Yeah.
You like vinegar.
They combine salt and vinegar, Voltron style.
Yeah.
The famous way.
Yeah, exactly. I'm tired of things combining Captain Planet and the Planeteers style.
No, that's just right.
So 1995.
Yeah. But these is like, it seems like such a natural crossover because everything's just flavor powder, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you take the flavor powder off the chips, you put it in the soup, you take it off the soup, you put it on the chips, and there you go.
There you go.
Bosh, bosh.
Genius.
Also, I survived off of instant ramen as a child.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And the idea of sour cream and onion instant ramen sounds amazing.
Yeah, I would love that. Mm. I want to try it. Can we buy it here or is it just in Japan? It
says here it's available for pre-order through Japan Trend Shop.
Mm.
I feel like a lot of those Japanese snacks you can buy online.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Should we get a 10-pack?
It says the product is expected in stock on Monday, October 22nd. Mm. It's not even out yet.
Wow.
Yum.
To me, like all of the flavors of those ramen soups kind of taste the same. Like they have like beef and pork and blah, blah, blah. But it all kind of is just like salty, soupy, right?
There are some slightly different ones.
Yeah,
once you get into like the once you get into the like really intense detailed, you know, if you're just getting the top ramen, whatever, yeah, those all taste the same. But if you go to Little Tokyo and go to the Nijiya market there, there's crazy ramens. Like you know, super spicy ones, whatever. But there's this one, I think it's Sapporo brand ramen. And it's, I think it's just called chow mein. It's like very generic sounding, but it is so good. It's almost like a curry flavor to it.
That sounds good.
Yeah, we got free instant ramen in school in one of those classic corporate education crossover events. Cup noodles. And it burst in my bag. And my bag smelled like curry for like 2 years. Just walking around with a faint curry smell. It was pretty sweet.
You're traumatized or you were into it?
I'm deeply traumatized. But you didn't. I can't walk past a curry house now without crying.
What, did you try to wash it?
No, I was like 14. I didn't wash anything when I was 14. Yeah.
Did you occasionally just stick your finger in there and
I'd
eat
put my head in and just sniff it.
When I was, I lived in Africa for 2 years, very close to Nigeria. And I had a friend who was Nigerian. She invited us. This is all a lot of setup. But she invited us over to her house for dinner. And she was like, oh, I've got like a Nigerian dish for you guys. It's super good. You're going to love it. And she brings out this noodle soup. I'm like, oh my God, this is super good. What is this? And she said the name. I was like, I don't know what this is. You know, she was like, oh, it comes in this packet. Let me show you. And it was legit top ramen.
Oh my God.
And I was like, we were like, oh, we know this. We have this in America. And she was like, oh, I thought it was Nigerian. She didn't even know that it was like a Asian thing.
So you never talked to her again?
Yeah, you're
well, we remain friends, thankfully. I mean, we got past that huge hurdle. But it was really interesting to me that it's so popular in Nigeria. Like, it's apparently it's everywhere.
It is.
Which is makes sense because it's amazing.
Actually, now I want some ramen.
That was one of the things I found interesting when I was recently on a flight to Alan's home country, Ireland.
Did you see him there?
Ireland.
Is that a lot of people got cup noodles on the airplane.
What?
They requested cup, they bought them through the system and
really?
They brought cup noodles.
That's amazing.
And there were a lot of people around me doing it. So
what airline?
It was Air Canada.
Oh, that makes
damn
sense.
Damn Canadians.
Yeah.
Hey.
For the damn Canadians.
Hey.
I tell you, those
thank you.
Those packaged noodle cups or top ramens, they'll do in a pinch, but nothing like a real bowl of ramen, though, right?
Oh, my God. I love ramen. And Gabe lives right next to my favorite place. I love it. Or really close to it.
What is
that? Don't give away where I live.
Huh? Oh, I'm not going to. I can't.
Okay. Let's talk later.
It's called Top Ramen. What? Well, that was good.
The White House.
Yeah, don't tell anyone where I live.
Don't tell.
I live in the White House. Don't tell anybody the address.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Don't tell anybody the address of the White House where I live. Yeah, we should get some of this stuff. Taste test.
So we're all having ramen for lunch after this, right?
I want it. Yes, please.
Yes.
Even Louis.
He would love it.
He would love it. He would imagine him eating noodles. It'd be so cute.
Oh, just slurping up a big noodle.
He loves spaghetti. He
like
does.
Bradley Cooper's dog having a big old steak and A Star Is Born.
Can you imagine Louis rolling a meatball over to a loved
I cannot
one?
Imagine him being even close to that selfless when it comes to meatballs.
Little Caesars is investigating after location allegedly caught selling DiGiorno frozen pizza.
So a Little Caesars restaurant got caught selling DiGiorno. Oh, Alan, the equivalent is if like an Apache pizza.
Well, yes, definitely that would be.
Yeah. Was selling a Goodfellas?
Goodfellas, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah. These are things that I noticed when I was in Ireland.
Wow.
Two pizza, that's the equivalence, right?
Yeah, an Apache's bad, which I presume Little Caesars is pretty
bottom
of the barrel.
It is.
What a nice confidence booster for DiGiorno's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That they're like, you know what?
Our pizzas suck.
We are better than delivery.
Well, Little Caesars doesn't deliver, and they never
have.
Oh,
that's right. That's
true.
Right.
That's their whole thing.
But yeah, I guess what happened? They probably ran out of pizza products, and so they went and got some. That doesn't make sense. You would just go buy more supplies.
Yeah, but if it depends. I mean, if their franchise is run very individually, and like whoever owns this franchise didn't buy enough supplies and they got a big run on $5 hot and readies or whatever.
But aren't those frozen pizzas like $5 anyway? Isn't that just like breaking even?
It's probably more than $5, I would think.
Probably just needed enough to get them to the next day or
I don't know.
That's crazy.
July, do you have any more info?
No.
Okay.
No.
We don't know why. Or?
I don't know why, but when I heard
they're investigating,
that I felt legit like shocked and upset.
Well, there's like a video going around of it. So let me see. Let's click on it.
Wait, that's a Little Caesars?
I think it's like in a mall. In a
it looks like it's in a mall.
Oh,
busted. Yeah.
So it's a video of a Little Caesars, and then the camera zooms in on a shopping cart
of DiGiorno boxes.
And then a lady looks over and
she's like, no.
She looks unhappy about the video.
Would you rather have a DiGiorno or a Little Caesars? What's better?
If I'm going to Little Caesars, give me the Little Caesars.
I don't think I've ever picked up a pizza at Little Caesar. I've had Little Caesar pizza. I've never had that experience of picking one up.
Me neither.
I think I would more likely just go get a frozen one at Ralph's or something.
Yeah.
I think a lot of frozen pizzas are pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my favorite frozen pizza is the Newman's Own.
Yeah.
Cheese.
Ugh.
It's so good.
Oh, man. All proceeds to charity.
Yeah, that too.
That too.
So you can feel good while you're scarfing down that hot cheese.
Yeah.
I got a slice of pizza on Wednesday.
Mm. Oh, yeah? Ooh.
And I asked for a pepperoni pizza.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
And I got back to my house.
Uh-oh.
Where were you?
On 3rd.
Mm.
Demores.
Okay.
Demore.
Okay.
I said, give me the pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
But I said it in my Irish accent while looking at the ground. And I got back. Plain cheese.
Plain cheese.
No.
Plain cheese.
You don't even like cheese very much.
Yeah, but it's pizza. There's got to be cheese.
You want the sweet peps.
So I went back and I just fucking lit the place up.
Nice.
I did hear Demore's got burned out.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
Demore.
Amore.
So how was it?
Yeah. Wasn't good.
Sorry.
Bummer.
Disappointing. Well, I love pizza. I can't get enough of it, but I think I have to stop eating it.
Why?
Honestly, why?
It's not good for you.
What?
What are you talking about?
My doctor said to me the other day, no more bread, no more cheese. And
what?
Those are like the main things on pizza.
Your doctor said that to you?
Or he cut down.
Was your doctor the Noid?
Oh, no.
He didn't introduce himself as
Was he red? Was he all red with big floppy ears?
He was that, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was annoyed.
He kept like trying to stomp. I brought lunch and he kept trying to stomp on it.
That's so rude.
Like annoyed to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
You should try to avoid
that. Yeah, switch doctors.
Okay.
Yeah, if you go to a doctor and he tells you not to eat pizza, that's the noid.
That's the noid. Yeah. He might be the noid.
And just yell, avoid the noid in his face and run out of there.
Yeah. He might have been the annoyed, but I was annoyed.
Oh.
Hey.
Yes.
And we move on to our next trend on that.
Oh, boy.
Sydney Aquarium's first ever gay penguin couple are hatching an egg together.
Aww. I think we've talked about these penguins before, haven't we?
I don't think so.
I swear we had an episode where we talked about the gay penguin.
It's
couple.
Different Australian gay penguins.
Yeah. This just is kidding. A new, this looks like a new article as of yesterday.
Well, yeah, I don't mean the article's old. I mean like the story of the gay penguins. I feel like we've mentioned before, but I like that they have an egg.
It is nice. That's cute. Yeah.
It's sweet.
Adorable.
So what are they hoping that the egg is going to be?
A penguin. Hopefully. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully they don't, it doesn't hatch into a
condor.
Freaking gremlin or a mogwai or something.
There's nothing wrong with two penguins raising a different species.
Thank you.
Someone had to say
oh, it. Wait. No, I disagree. Disagree. Hard.
I don't know. I think a penguin baby needs a mother and a father.
What?
Come on.
What?
You don't believe that.
Come on.
You're right. I don't believe that. Well, but I mean, we all seem to be on the same page here. It's great that these penguins are raising an egg.
Why do we love it so much? It's just funny to me how we like kind of sometimes use animals as like, I don't know
like
how to
a
say
political
what
argument.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And cause I think we're always trying to figure out our own nature.
Yeah.
And so we're like, well, if it exists, you know, in nature or whatever, but it's like, yeah, this happens all the time in nature and it's great. And it's penguins are cute and baby penguins are cute.
Yeah.
That's great. But can you imagine someone being like pissed off about this?
Well, I mean, the problem is all of the other penguins in the neighborhood.
Oh.
You know, they have a problem with it.
They like make fun of the baby and like,
yeah,
you know, want them to leave the neighborhood and
telling them how to be proper penguin families. Mm-hmm. And all that. It's,
yeah.
It's really uncalled for.
Yeah. Well, I wish them the best.
Me too. Mazel Cove. Mazel Tov, penguins.
Mazel Cove?
Mazel Cove. That's where they
that's where they're from. Mazel Cove, Sydney. Hi, good day. Mazel Cove, Sydney.
That's a really good...
Good day.
That's a really good Australian accent that I definitely noticed was distinct from your normal accent.
Very, very different, yeah.
Well, Anna, Stasia.
I'm two people, Anna and Stasia.
Anna, Stasia, Al.
Al.
Ann. We've reached nearly the end of the show. That's fun, right?
Anna.
Very fun.
Stasia.
You love
it. I love it. It's cute.
God, I loved it.
We're almost at the end, but you guys have done this ride before.
Yeah,
been sweet around the trip. Block.
You can't get
Are
out.
Are you calling us sluts?
Yeah.
Don't shame us.
We've driven fits. This road before.
If the shoe fits.
Yeah, you guys have driven this curvy road before. You know what's about to happen.
Love that curvy road.
We're going to do a hoedown.
Woo!
About one of the things that we talked about on this episode.
Yay!
You guys want in on this hoedown?
Of course. Nothing I want more.
I'll hoedown. Agata. I'll be bad at it, but that's okay.
Oh, that's fine. Agata, do you have a recommendation of something we can hoedown about?
Let's do a hoedown about basketball.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the style of Jackson Maine.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Basketball hoedown. It's a cross promotion for our great new Dunktown show that's coming soon.
Check it out.
It's a cross promotional hoedown.
Is it out yet? When's it out?
It's coming out the 24th.
The 24th of
October.
October. Yeah.
Great.
Hey, whenever I am around my social group, we all get a ball and try and throw it through a hoop. Hey, this is fun. This is a great sport. Let's all hang out on the basketball court.
Well, I do. I fight a bunch of aliens with my friends. The only way you can... Playing basketball I gotta know. Hey ho, daddy booty, shololo.
Good job.
Thank you.
I am really sad. I'm in a bit of a funk. So I wanna watch a bunch of men make a dunk. They run around the court and I hear their sneakers squeak. And I like to look at their butts. I take a little peek.
That was good.
I went to see the Clippers the other very day. They threw the basketball very well. I said, yay! They ran down the court and couldn't stop charging. Oh, no, what rhymes with charging?
What rhymes with charging?
Oh. That was beautiful.
What a joy.
Alan, your singing voice is so beautiful.
It was my shallow moment.
You're like Daniel Johnston.
Oh, my God. I think that was the best hoedown we've ever done.
Wow. Yeah.
July?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
He's been here for as many as I have.
Mm-hmm. So. What an honor.
Top 14, I'd say.
I'd say top one.
Whoa. What? Ay, ay, ay.
Best one yet.
Damn.
Even when you had Adele on?
Yeah.
She really was a little over the top.
She was pitchy.
She wanted us to write her hoedown for her.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
And she was like vibratoing it.
Oh, like, show off.
Yeah.
Alan, Anastasia, we've done it. We made it to the end of the show.
Yay! Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both for coming all the way out here, Anastasia. I really appreciate
you went
the
above
distance.
And beyond.
Honestly, it's been a pleasure. It was worth the trek.
Yeah. And Alan, thanks for coming.
Yeah. You know, I flew 11 hours just to be here, and it's
stop making us feel bad.
An honor to have been here with all of you today.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Sweet, sweets boy.
I need to plug my phone in because
it's running out.
It's running out. I was playing Bejeweled.
Oh boy.
Okay. Well, oh boy. There's plenty of plugs in this place.
Okay.
I have something to plug.
Oh, Go for it.
Follow Dunktown at Dunktown Podcast on all the social media. Go to dunk.town, subscribe on Apple
Podcasts. Yeah, check out our show. It's going to be us, you know, learning a lot and taking a journey, and we want you to come.
Yeah, it's a fun show.
And Gabe will give anyone $100 that doesn't like it.
Wow, 100.
Yeah. I can't promise
that's
that.
Legally binding.
No,
July, you got anything?
I will give my plug to Robolora Hall.
Oh, yeah. Robolora Hall. What do you got to play?
I want to plug my basketball podcast, I Love Points, the only podcast hosted by a horny robot.
What?
Everyone's biting our style.
Okay, let's get one thing straight. We are the first people in the world to have this idea.
Yeah.
No one else thought of having a basketball podcast until we did, and now
check out my Patreon.
Oh, God.
I'm not paying you $20 a month to hear more of your horny bullshit.
It's 40 a month.
Wow.
Oh,
wow. You really?
How much are you making so far?
20,000.
Wow.
What?
A month? Holy.
You want to buy us crap? Buy us ramen for lunch?
Yeah, we're all poor. Can you make some top ramen for us?
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, sweet.
Are you still horny?
Yes.
Great.
I'd like to plug this show. I'd like to plug Dunktown also, but I also want to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits. It is on Friday nights on NBC, right after Law & Order SVU. Still going strong.
So it's
after
a good
all
season
years.
So far. It's a good season.
Is it good?
Yeah.
There are lots of twists and turns, yes. Like surprises and stuff.
It's you got any faves? Any faves on that show?
I mean, Mariska is the best.
She's the best.
Oh, she's so good.
Yeah, she's the best.
Are they focusing on the law this season or the order?
They're focusing on the order.
Whoa.
This
I like when they do that. Yeah. Crazy.
How's Ice-T doing?
Ice-T's great. He comes in with the one line and then gets out. Doesn't appear again for the episode till the end. Yeah.
He just screams a line and then leaves.
Screams a line and then goes and does his RX bar commercial.
Yeah. I love those commercials. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. But Olivia Benson. She's the best.
No, oh, right? She's amazing.
So tough.
She's so tough.
I call her Olivia Best.
She's so beautiful.
You do?
Yeah,
I do.
Whoa.
She's to like, her face?
She's like one of the most beautiful people I've ever seen, right? She's like,
oh, yeah.
Shockingly.
All right, calm down.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, I just
you're so horned up right now.
I just love, think she's I love a beautiful specimen.
If there's anything I love about Olivia Benson, it's her nose.
I think all it's right, perfect.
Jackson Maine over here.
Maybe we should let the good times roll.
Come on the deeper.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to Andrew Clotworthy, who did our theme music.
Beautiful
it's amazing. Please rate us on iTunes with your 5-star reviews. We love those.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anything? Social media?
Yeah.
Kiss your mom. Tell her.
Kiss your mom. Yeah.
I mean, if she's around, you know.
Don't kiss my mom.
Why not?
Whatever
my
you do,
dad
don't.
Wouldn't like it. My dad loves.
I'll kiss your dad too. I don't give a fuck.
My dad loves my mom. He wouldn't kiss you.
He absolutely would.
He would not.
He would.
Okay, maybe he would. If I know my dad.
I do know him.
What? Mom?
Yeah, it's me. Your
oh my gosh. God. So many things are being revealed at together. The very end of the show.
Yeah. I'm actually your dad, too.
What?
You're oh my gosh.
It's a penguin scenario.
Oh, hey, it's me, Mickey, actually.
Oh, man.
I do know July.
You do? Oh,
you do?
Yeah, he fucked my wife.
Whoa!
She was rude. She
oh my God.
Was she a curvy rude
no,
or straight?
She wasn't.
Oh.
That real twist.
That doesn't sound like July.
Yeah.
He likes the curvy one.
That's not
one.
His type.
Hey, it's me, Trump boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Get out of here. We don't talk
Trump
about you.
Trump boy, it's me, Mickey.
Wow.
Wow.
They've never been in the same place before.
Hey, yeah. It's me, Jackson Maine. How about we all get in my truck and...
Hey, can I come along, bub?
Oh, no.
Logan? Wolverine.
Yeah, sure. Come on, Logan.
Schnick.
No. No
yeah,
shrinking.
I love Saturday night programming, Snick.
Thanks again to all of our readers for listening. submit your letters. We love you all very much. And a bye.
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 Bye.